The weather, it is brutal beyond belief. The wind chill factor at this moment here on the lakefront in Cleveland is minus 36. It's treacherous going, but as they say, both teams have to face the same conditions.
Surprisingly for the experts, it was the Raiders who calmly ignored the elements in the playoff against the Browns. Quarterback Brian Sipe was cooled by defensive captain Ted Hendricks, Dave Browning, number 73, and the mind and muscle of Raider defense. Wind, cold, and ice were challenges prepared for by equipment manager Dick Romanski. And for Plunkett, Chester, Branch, Chandler, King, Van Egan, and the big line of Shell, Upshaw, Dalby, Marvin, and Lawrence, it was time to again prove that under those battle-scarred silver and black helmets were warriors whose deeds would add to the great traditions of the Oakland Raiders. Speed, drive, and contact courage by Kenny King gave the Raiders prime position, which Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Dave Dalby, and the troops used to propel Mark Van Egan into the end zone for a go-ahead fourth quarter score. But in the final seconds, jubilation became concern. A scouting operation Newsweek magazine labeled one part fanaticism, one part CIA, and one part genius had produced tough safety Mike Davis, who made the big play. As this organization, built with the support of respected general partner Ed McGaugh, steadfast limited partners, executives Al Locasal and Ron Wolf, doctors Don Fink and Bob Rosenfeld, and a superb staff would not be denied.